This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine you wake up on an island, far removed from society. You've never met anyone from any faith. You've never met a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Taoist, a Sikhist, a Jew, or a Christian. But you believed in God. You could see God through the creation that is around you, through the oceans, through the mountains, and the birds that are floating in the sky, seemingly effortlessly. And you commit a sin against yourself, but you pray out to this almighty creator and you ask for his forgiveness. And to the best of your capacity, you do not commit the sin again. Do you believe that this almighty creator will show you mercy, forgiveness, and love? Of course he would, because the almighty creator is most merciful and he is most forgiving. We understand this within our hearts. We have this connection with the Creator, that we can turn to Him for forgiveness. But in this, understand that there is no sacrifice other than the sacrifice that comes from within ourselves. There's a beautiful verse within the Quran that reflects this in chapter 39, verse 53, where it says, "Those who've transgressed against themselves by sinning need not despair for the mercy of God. Indeed, God forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the most forgiving, the most merciful." If you want to learn more about the concept of forgiveness and salvation within the Abrahamic faiths, please stay tuned for a two-part series on the concept of salvation. In the first part, we will be looking at the concept of inheritance of sin. And in the second part, we will be looking at forgiveness without the shedding of blood. All the best of blessings to you and your loved ones. Jazakallah khair.